And we're back, yes, somehow still on the air, for part two of the Scott and Val Save the Universe show. The only program brave enough to tackle cosmic chaos, armed with opinions, questionable logic, and absolutely no official clearance. If the universe is saved today, it'll be by accident. Strap in, lower your expectations. Let's carry on. It's time for RFN weather. Here with your national weather outlook is Alan Two Shoes Milani.
Alan Two Shoes Milani.
Woo! Welcome back, Al Milani.
Welcome.
You look so disturbed while your promo was playing.
I think it's just the way she says Alan.
Oh, well, welcome, Alan Milani. And you have summoned the weather kraken, and we're looking forward to what you have for us today.
All righty. Good morning, America, and a very special good morning to the inland Pacific Northwest, okay, where the weather refuses to commit, explain itself, or apologize. We'll start east of the Cascades, where today looks, well, familiar. Expect mostly cloudy skies with a few breaks of sun that'll briefly boost morale before disappearing like a coworker at 4:59. Highs land in the upper 40s to low 50s, which is technically spring, but emotionally it's still winter. Overnight lows dip into the 30s, meaning frost on the windshields and that annual game of do I scrape or just hope for the best. A few light showers are going to drift through the region, just enough to keep everything green and your shoes suspiciously damp. Snow remains in the mountains where it belongs, far away from your commute, but directly in the path of anyone who planned a relaxing weekend drive. Headed west of the Cascades to western Washington and Oregon, clouds are fully in charge. Expect drizzle, mist, and rain that doesn't look aggressive, but somehow soaks you anyway. Highs hover in the low 50s, lows in the 40s, and umbrellas will continue to be both necessary and useless. Let's talk about California, where the weather remains the favorite child. Sunshine, mild temperatures, highs in the 60s and 70s, and absolutely no sense of guilt about it. Oh, enjoy nice. Your outdoor dining. The rest of us will be inside Googling vitamin D deficiency. Moving into the Rocky Mountains, winter is still very much clocked in. Snow continues across higher elevations, keeping ski resorts thrilled and travelers mildly panicked. Cold temperatures stick around, and yes, chains are still a thing. The Southwest stays dry and warm with plenty of sun and highs well above average. It's lovely, it's calm, and it's quietly plodding summer already. Now to the Midwest, where weather roulette continues. Expect a mix of clouds, scattered rain, and gusty winds, because the Midwest cannot exist without wind. Temperatures swing wildly depending on where you are, ranging from this isn't bad to why did I leave the house? Down in the south, it's warm, humid, and increasingly stormy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms pop up, especially later in the day. Keep an eye on changing conditions and maybe stop tempting fate by saying, at least the weather's nice. Finally, the East Coast gets a little bit of everything. The Northeast stays cool and cloudy with periods of rain, while the Southeast sees warmer temps, higher humidity, and occasional storms. Basically, layers are still your best personality trait. So there you have it, America. Whether it's rain, snow, sun, or emotional instability in cloud form, your weather has arrived.
Whoa. Thank you. All courtesy of Alan Milani.
All right, Alan.
All right. And your neck of the woods right up there in Kettle Falls, Washington, right? Hailing
yes,
from
sir.
Kettle Falls, Washington. What's it like up there today, Alan?
It's looking a little bit, I can see a little bit of blue out there, but it's still mostly overcast.
All right. Using your meteorological senses, do you think, especially like Washington State, I know you guys had some problems, do you think you will see winter during this last chance, maybe early February and late January? Is there any winter coming to Washington?
I don't see it, but for the ski resort's sake, I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, at least they're up there, so if rain comes in, they'll acquire the snow from that.
True story.
All right. All right. Any other closing words of wisdom? Anything special I should be wearing here in the Northeast?
Nothing from me, sir.
All right. No long johns?
He says nothing. He says wear nothing. That's what I heard.
Don't take my advice.
Okay. All right. Tune in after the break when Scott will be wearing nothing. And Alan will be applauding. All right. Thanks for popping in this morning and getting up early on the West Coast. The one and only Alan Two Shoes Maloney. All right.
Thanks, Alan.
All right. And me and Val moving on this morning. We are going to bring you some lighter news as we continue on with the show. A few entertainment tidbits for this week. And one of them, I think, Val, this first one about the Netflix show. Can you roll into that one? Because I think you like this show.
I've never seen this show.
Really?
But,
I'd be really surprised.
Okay. Yeah, now I'm going to have to. Netflix dropped a new season of Black Mirror, the long-running sci-fi anthology known for twisting technology into moral anxiety. Early reviews praise the performances and ambition, while viewers admit some episodes require a flowchart and a second watch. The show remains very good at making people question their phones right before picking them back up.
So they say is they're trying to, I read this thing from Ben Affleck and Matt Damon saying when they did their new movie on Netflix, Netflix wanted to control the writing of the movie, and they're trying to move writers to a format where the big exciting stuff is in the beginning of the show, not the end.
Oh.
So they capture people's attention and keep them there longer before they start scrolling on their phones. Wow. So they're actually adjusting writing. Why don't we just get rid of our phones?
Yeah, you know, I find myself a little guilty of that, you know, trying to multitask with a phone and trying to watch a show. And yeah, you're right. We just need to put our phones down and our well, there's too many distractions out there, and our focus seems to be harder and harder to keep it on one thing.
It gets really diluted.
Yeah, exactly.
New film award, the indie drama His Three Daughters, starring Carrie Coon, Elizabeth Olsen, and Natasha Lyonne, generating early awards buzz after recent festival screenings. The film centers on three estranged sisters brought together by family responsibility and unresolved history. Val?
That's unresolved childhood trauma,
Scott. Oh, that's right. critics are calling it emotionally precise. Audience are calling it bring tissues.
And more than one, it looks like.
And somebody else besides me dropped a new song today.
I don't know how to say his first name, Scott.
Stefan Stevens. I'm going to guess that.
Stefan Stevens. Surprised fans with a short digital EP released without much warning. The tracks are stripped down, reflective, and very much in his wheelhouse. Late night thoughts, gentle melancholy, and the sense that time is both personal and enormous. Reviews described it as quiet, sincere, and deeply online in the best way. At all that entertainment and somehow still not enough time, storage space, or emotional bandwidth to keep up.
I know. It's so tough being human.
It is.
All right. Well, luckily, though, some are trying to take us back to the dark ages, so it's going to get easier.
For sure.
Did I say that out loud?
Oh, you did.
New breakthroughs in biodegradable materials could reduce plastic waste significantly. We need this so bad with the microplastics. Researchers say the next decade is going to see a lot of applications from packaging to textiles doing away with plastic.
The problem is the stuff we already have will be here for thousands of years.
And nothing we can do about it. I did read something, though, and I don't know how true it is or what you know how they found those organisms that'll eat oil? Supposedly the same thing about microplastics. They found some kind of organism that will dissolve it, eat it.
You know, it's always that, like, are you opening a Pandora's box, though?
Yeah.
Because you think you're creating this organism that eats just plastics, and pretty soon it's eating humans from the inside out.
Wow. I think I can feel it now. All right. Biodegradable everything should have been the headline of the entire decade. Good news isn't always loud, but it is still worth reporting. Mm-hmm. All right. I think we went into news there, and I think we probably covered most of the news headlines that are up there right now, especially with the trade problems. I think one thing, they covered the train in Spain, big crash there, horrible thing. Let's see. Domestic protests. This is a big deal, happening all over. Love seeing the pictures. You know, we have the biggest bunch of do-nothing senators and House of Representatives. They do nothing for this country. They just protect themselves. It is so gross. I'm on this big push. I posted it all over the line. You don't have to agree. Don't vote for an incumbent ever again. They're horrid. They're horrid. They're sitting back and watching the destruction of America. And while people march in bigger numbers and bigger numbers and bigger numbers and bigger numbers, our Congress people do nothing. Do nothing as our country is being scuttled. Sorry. By a madman. All right. Mass protests scheduled. Sorry, Val, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I've had this conversation with people, is that I am beyond blaming the commander in chief. It is Congress's fault at this point because they're the
and the
only
Supreme
ones.
Court. These are those are the people that are letting this really happen. The Supreme Court could stop this at every corner, but the person causing this chaos has padded the Supreme Court. And Congress doesn't seem to be willing to do anything about it. You're right.
Yeah. So I feel like, because I've tried getting a hold of my representative, and I feel like it's futile. And we just look at everything that's going on and their refusal to act. I mean, that's why we had three branches of government. So not one of them could get out of control. And they are letting him get out of control. And I think I'm more mad at them at this point than I am even at our president.
Because the Congress could stop him. The Supreme Court could stop him. And they're not. And it's not right because you're supposed to be operating at the will of the people. And look around. People are mad. People are tired of it.
Well, when you have over 75% of the American population that say leave Greenland alone, and
he won't.
He won't, and no one's making him. And that to me is a problem. So when there is no incumbent that is reelected, do they finally get it then, or is it still Biden's fault?
Blame someone else wins hands down.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Last story I had was researchers have used artificial intelligence to identify expanding floating algae blooms across the world's oceans. The growth of these colonies is linked to nutrient runoffs from warming waters, raising concerns about impacts on marine ecosystems and fisheries. Scientists say this trend reflects broader shifts in ocean health tied to human activity. It just keeps going and going and going.
It does.
All right. Let's move on to some lighter stuff, Val. A few celebrity birthdays.
All right, Buzz Aldrin is 96 years old today. He was an American astronaut and former fighter pilot, second person to walk on the moon during Apollo 11 in 1969.
So cool.
Buzz Aldrin, 96. Nice. All right, Questlove, 54-year-old American drummer, band leader for The Roots, music historian, and co-host of The Tonight Show, turns, I guess I said 54.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Barlow, 55-year-old English singer, songwriter, and frontman of Take That, also known for solo work and television judging. And then we have Tom Baker, 92-year-old British actor, widely celebrated for playing the fourth Doctor on Doctor Who.
Get that right, Val.
Dr. Who.
That's right.
Dr. Who. Former Kiss drummer Peter Criss is 79. TV producer Dick Wolf is 78. He's from Law & Order franchise. TV and YouTube personality Dr. Pimple Popper, Sandra Lee, is 54. How much money has she made off of popping pimples?
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Even if she's rich, she's still a loser.
Movie director Todd Phillips, who directed Joker and the Hangover films, 54. And finally, Jonah Hill, Don't Look Up, is 41.
On to history for January 20th. We're going to start off in 1606 when the Virginia Company loaded three ships with settlers and set sail to establish Jamestown, Virginia, the first permanent English settlement in the Americas. Jumped to 1860 when South Carolina became the first state to secede from the United States. Oh, sorry, to secede. So you seeding instead of seceding. So come into the United States. Is that right? Yeah, so they joined the United States in 1860. All right, 1946, the Frank Capra film It's a Wonderful Life had a preview showing for charity at New York City's Globe Theater a day before the official premiere. It was 1946. 1998, 15-pound concrete garden frog returned to its home in Massachusetts after a seven-month vacation. Owners had received a letter saying the frog just needed to get away from them for a while. But would be home for the holidays. They also received photos and postcards from the frog in New York, Venezuela, Venice, and Indonesia. So somebody stole their frog and took it on a world vacation.
Oh, it's like, where in the world is Waldo? It's where in the world is our concrete garden frog?
Look at all the places he's been. I wish I could have got a ticket. And Val's got
it. All right, I'm gonna walk back. Secede is actually formally withdrawing from membership of a federal union. So they were the first to try and withdraw and
Civil War,
I guess, lead to the Civil War.
Okay.
All right.
Should have gathered that one. All right. Special events then, Val.
All right. It is National Popcorn Day. Ooh. Celebrates the beloved snack that dominates movie theaters and living rooms alike. A simple excuse to enjoy a favorite treat. What do you like on your popcorn?
White cheddar.
White cheddar. I like the ranch. But then lots of butter, of course. And if I'm feeling like really decadent, I do a mix of coconut oil and butter and drizzle that on my popcorn, but I'm sure there's a bazillion calories in that. Mm-hmm. All right. National Imagination Day, a lighthearted observation encouraging creative thinking, daydreaming, and big ideas. Perfect for public radio. big ideas. We got some big ideas.
We do.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which was observed yesterday, recognized across the U.S. for inspiring civil rights advocacy and community engagement, with many organizations observing the holiday on the third Monday of January.
Okay.
All right. National Cheese Lovers Day. Ooh, I'm ready for that. It's also National Hugging Day. It's just a little reminder to get closer, but make sure it's consensual. International Day of Education. UNESCO holiday celebrating learning, good for human interest hooks.
I'd be running around today hugging everybody. Getting put in jail.
Ask first, can I give you a hug?
I like that, the consensually in parentheses. That's good. That's really good.
Oh, I had a friend who hated to be hugged, hated it, and she lost her cat. And so I said, can I give you a hug today?
And she said no?
So she did say yes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So if you lose your cat, it's okay to get hugged?
Yeah. Even if you hate hugging.
Who hates
sometimes
hugging?
You still need one.
I think she's got more problems than hugs.
No doubt.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's me and Val. Equally impaired.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Genetics.
I'm going to have them answered immediately.
We think, and this is just what we think. We think we share the same parents.
We think.
Dad was always frisky. Just put it that way.
our dad was in was headed to World War II when the war ended, and so he spent 3 years in Japan, like rebuilding infrastructure and all that. So I've always said we may have a half brother or sister somewhere in Japan.
Wow! All right, Val told me we missed it last week. She said she had some really good trivia that she'd been saving, and wanted to try it this week. So I think we're all loaded up. Val, would you like to give or receive?
I will give. Mine is a little bit. I mean, there's four different things for you to choose.
Well, let's just have you do it, and I'll set back and answer your questions.
All right, perfect. So this is kind of a new series, our section that I wanted to roll out, and it is called Fact, Fiction, or Florida.
Fact, Fiction, or Florida.
Florida. So your objective today, your job, is to let me know for each headline I read you, whether it is totally made up, whether it is fact, but somewhere else than Florida, or whether this happened in Florida.
Ooh, right? this sounds a little tough.
It may be tough, but we're still, some of these I feel like probably made an odd news story at some point.
Okay.
So that might kind of help you if you can remember back. All right. So the first one, let me know if it's fact, fiction, or Florida.
Okay.
A man called 911 because his pet parrot couldn't stop yelling profanity at him. Tough one right there.
It is.
I mean, yeah.
I'm definitely going to go fact. And I'm going to go ahead and since it's a parrot, I'm just going to go out on a limb. And say Florida.
And you would be correct. The parrot learned the profanity from its owner and police did not arrest the bird.
Wow. Nice. Excellent.
Next one. A city installed fake speed cameras that just flash and shame drivers.
Flash and shame drivers, a city.
Yeah, but they were fake speed cameras.
I'm going to say fact and not Florida.
Oh, you're cheating. Yes, this is a real program. Not in Florida yet.
All right. Val, have you seen the size of my brain?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. We have two more. Your goal is still to tell me what's fact, fiction, or Florida. A woman tried to return a stolen lawn flamingo because it didn't match her vibes.
I'm going to say fact and Florida.
And you would be wrong. This is completely made up, but you pictured it, didn't you?
I did. It did, you know, something seemed fishy or flamingo-y.
And your last one today.
Okay.
Police arrested a man for throwing live iguanas through a drive-thru window.
God, I hope it's true. Please be true.
All right. So if you think it's true, is it fact or Florida?
It's iguana. It's going to be Florida.
Yes. Florida's invasive iguana meets fast food.
All right. Well, 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Yeah, you did good. You did good. And that's our first installment of Fact, Fiction, or Florida.
Good job, Val. Oh, wow. Totally surprised. That was fun. All right. I've got something for you now.
Okay.
All right. So we are going to play a history mystery. And then we're going to roll out some sports real quick before we head for odd news. So this is our history mystery. The following events, Val, happened in December of what year?
Oh, this is going to be hard.
I don't know. I think you might be able to figure this out using your geekiness.
My massive brain that matches yours.
Well, yours is a little bit bigger and packed full of more geekiness. All right.
First, more gray matter right here. Yeah.
Hey, I'm not afraid to admit women are smarter. But not as talented.
Women are more realistic, not delusional. Yeah.
You bit right off on that one and started going for it. So that was a perfect zinger. I'm going to cut that one out and play it back to everybody. All right. The first thing that happened in my history mystery, these events happened in December of what year? Michael Jackson's Thriller reached number one on the Billboard album chart.
Okay.
Scarface opened in American theaters.
Okay.
Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys drowned while taking a dip in the Pacific Ocean. It's horrible.
All right.
And Microsoft Word was introduced.
All right. I'm trying to base this off of Thriller because I feel like that would be the one that I would know the best. And I am going to say... that happened in 1986.
Oh, you're so close. So close. 1983.
Oh. See, I would have not, because I was, my like, mental process was that it happened after I got married, and it did not. So that was one that threw me for a loop, I guess.
Yeah, I was, let's see, what year did you graduate?
82.
So I was thinking you might get this because of the Microsoft Word.
Oh,
that was what I was thinking. You know, between the Thriller and the Microsoft Word, I was hoping you might get it because you are a geek. All right, let's find out what geeks like real quick. All right, I'm going to toss this to you, and you just answer, Val. Would you rather have a phone that has a long battery life but charges slowly, or a short battery life but charges really fast?
I'm going to go with the charges really fast.
28% agreed with you. 72% want a long phone, a long battery. All right.
It's just nothing's worse than like when you realize that you're plugged it going all the way the night before, right? You thought you plugged it in
and you're leaving.
You didn't. Yeah. And you're leaving and all of a sudden you're like, I have no battery whatsoever. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I guess that's why I went that direction.
Would you rather be 8 forever or 80 forever?
80.
80?
Yes.
Oh, I think I'd sooner be happily oblivious.
Oh, I don't
than,
know.
Than walking around the house creaking forever and scaring people like I'm going to die. I mean, you'd be like, well, Dad's going to pass soon. I can't wait. And they just have to keep waiting and waiting.
And waiting and waiting. And waiting. I swear he's been 80 for like 100 years.
All right.
I don't know. I just, yeah, I don't.
I think I'd choose 8 because I wouldn't know the difference.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Would you always be slightly cold or slightly hot?
Cold.
All right. You know me. I'm slightly hot.
You're really cold.
Just slight, more cold, but slightly hot. But really more cold.
I always feel like when you're cold, you can at least like find a coat or a sweater or something like that. So
yeah, you can warm up, but if you're already like in shorts, what can you take off when you're hot?
Don't take off your shirt. Don't take off your
shirt. No. Would you rather be able to fly, but only while playing a banjo?
Oh God.
Or have super strength, but only while yodeling.
Yodeling.
So you can fly, but only with a banjo, and you can have super strength, but only when you yodel.
I guess I would actually fly.
All right, she's going. It's 69% chose flying with a banjo.
You know, you don't have to play it well, right? You just need to strum.
You don't even need to. You just need to hold it to fly.
Okay.
Just hold it and look cool. Can you hold a banjo and look cool when you're flying?
Ding, 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 ding.
I think that's my next AI video. Right there.
Oh.
All right. Would you rather live without electricity for a year or without running water?
You know, not having running water is really hard. I would rather live without electricity, I think.
Oh, all right. Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah, because when your power goes out, I mean, you can light a candle. I mean, you know, there's things. But when it comes to flushing the toilet... Water comes in handy.
And I know about 4 different ways to generate electricity myself. One of them is just this on carpet.
Put it on your head. See your hair stand up.
See electricity. All right, last one. Would you rather have your internet history made public or never use the internet again?
your browser history public or never use the internet again. I have nothing to hide. You can make my browser history public.
Woo! Woo! See, I told you she's a good girl. Me, not so much.
there may be, you know, consequences politically, but
oh, that sounds horrible. Consequences politically? All right, Val, let's do a time check because we still got to work our odd news in today. We are looking at 8:38. Going to roll into sports with our buddy Nigel. Nigel Wobbleton Teacup the Fourth. And yeah, I did name him. I'm really sorry about that. All right, so here we go.
Have to come up with a nickname.
So Nigel, in case you didn't catch this last week or you were unaware, Nigel, and I think I'm the only one to do this, Nigel is the world's first AI sportscaster. Here you go.
It's time for RFN Sports. Here's our AI announcer. Nigel, I pause for effect, Wobbleton Teacup the Fourth. And now RFN's post-game therapy.
Hello, sports fans, armchair experts, and those only here for Scott and Val. I'm Nigel, your gallant AI guide through the weekend's athletic theatre, where sweat, snow, and occasionally nonsense collided spectacularly. Buckle up! Saturday and Sunday were a curious mix of brilliance and what was that? First up, the New England Patriots turned the elements into accomplices, defeating the Houston Texans 28-16 to advance to the AFC Championship game. Patriots rookie quarterback Drake May threw three touchdowns despite practically baptizing himself in snow and rain, while four interceptions off CJ Stroud turned Houston's playoff hopes into playoff mopes.
You are discarded. You are the refuse of the past.
Meanwhile, over on Saturday, the Los Angeles Rams stole a miraculous overtime win against the Chicago Bears with a game-winning field goal. And in a not-so-subtle upset, the San Francisco 49ers were drubbed 41-6 by the Seattle Seahawks. A performance so one-sided, it felt like watching someone explain cricket to a confused dog. So in sum, the conference championship matchups next weekend will be Patriots versus the Broncos in the AFC and Rams versus the Seahawks in the NFC. The winners advancing to Super Bowl 60. Over in the hardwood world, the NBA produced some jaw-dropping scoring and stylistic dribbling. The Boston Celtics exploded for a 132-106 victory over the Hawks, led by Jaylen Brown's 41 points and Sam Hauser's bizarre reign of 10 three-pointers. Whoa. Frankly, it was less a game and more a scoring convention. On the ice, the Vegas Golden Knights thrashing the Predators 7-2, which is hockey code for we are very good at hitting pucks into the net. And now college cheerleading competition. At the UCA and UDA College Nationals in Orlando on Sunday, South Florida won the cheer national title, edging out the University of Central Florida by just 1/10 of a point in the finals. UCF finished a strong second, while the University of Kentucky took third place. And because Americans will try anything with enthusiasm, the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships, or rather Fistic Celebration, featured a title fight that actually went into overtime. Dustin Poirier ultimately claimed the welterweight championship. This was like watching a Shakespeare play directed by a sledgehammer.
You want to feel how hard I can punch?
So that was your US sports weekend in total, proving that athletic competition wears many uniforms. I'm Nigel. That pause is for effect. Wobbleton, Teacup the Fourth, reminding you that sports can be serious, spectacular, and occasionally dumb. Join us next week for all the unfolding drama as teams vie for championship glory. If you still have a country left.
Oh! Ah, a little burn from the English there, would you say, Val?
Yeah, I'm not surprised, though, really. I mean,
I was surprised even would voice sports for us this week, actually, with everything we've done to people overseas lately.
Boycotting the U.S. would not be surprising.
Yeah, I missed it. I didn't get to write it down. I opened it but never got to it before the show. Another country has put Americans on the no-fly list. Huh. Imagine that. All right, pal.
Just when we wanted to escape.
No one will take us. That's the hard
no
part.
No one will take us.
No one will take us. All right, I think I thought I had something else that we skipped, but I am not seeing it. So we're going to go ahead and skip right into today's odd news.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes, yes they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
Woo! All right.
Somebody give us a woohoo!
Woohoo, please, somebody. All right, odd news for today, Val. Would you like to kick it off with our first story? We got some short ones.
Sure. A study found that the genes we carry from Neanderthals may influence the shape of our skulls, which explains why I can never find a hat that works for me.
I have a hat problem, too, with my head. comparison show
it's
that
large chrome dome.
Yeah, this is important for Val. A comparison show that the standard wine glass has grown to a massive size over the years. When I asked Val why she thought so, she said, because there's so much to worry about today.
There he is.
Need a bigger
glass.
Know,
it doesn't work though when you go to a restaurant and they give you this massive glass and it only looks like they filled it a quarter full. Get a small glass that looks like you filled it full, because it makes us feel better.
Yes. You know, it's a thing. All right. They leave space so you can smell it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. According to a study, we're more honest in the morning. That's because I'm still not completely sober.
She'll tell you anything you want to know. All right, wacky but true. A dog walker in England sent police a photo of what appeared to be a toe poking out of the soil. Dog walker thought it might be attached to a human foot, which is why he sent the picture to police. After carrying out a search in the dark with trained dogs, officers discovered the foot was actually a potato with a mushroom growing next to it. And here's everything you need to know about the toe.
Dead man's toe. Dead man's toe, and make it a fresh one.
Dead man's toe. Dead man's toe. And a dead man's toe. Dead man's toe. Dead man's toe.
Dead man's toe. Thanks for the call. Off to Texas, Val.
All right, in Asley, Texas, police arrested 37-year-old Cruz Dean Wanzer on suspicion of tampering with human remains, drug offenses, and parole violations after a woman's body was found in her home earlier this month. Wanzer was taken into custody last Thursday after authorities tracked him, and what stood out was that he was wearing a sweatshirt with the words, "I will put you in a trunk and help people look for you. Stop playing with me."
Ooh.
That was enough to get you arrested? Wanzer faces multiple charges, though investigators have not yet formally tied him to the woman's death. He had prior arrests and was the focus of a multi-agency search effort. The arrest has drawn attention not just for the unusual clothing message, but also for the unresolved nature of the case, which police urging the public for additional tips. And remember, if your outfit screams, help, police will listen.
Yay!
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
I'm picking up a heavy, creepy vibe here.
I'll put you in a trunk and help people look for you.
I've seen that sweatshirt before and never thought somebody actually murdered someone, though. No.
Yeah, I guess the only murderers wear that sweatshirt. What's in your closet? All right, a guy in Germany tried to rob a store using a chainsaw, but the chainsaw had no gas, so employees were able to tackle him and take it away.
You are an idiot!
You fat-blooded idiot!
To the idiot-mobile!
You know what? I'm tired. Could you just call yourself an idiot?
Jeez, I'm an idiot!
I'm an idiot! You're an idiot!
This is my favorite echo everywhere. ever. I want to be in the mountains sometimes and yell and have them, you know, I'm an idiot. And then somebody, the echo to come back and go, you're an idiot.
What I was picturing is this guy with his chainsaw, like acting like it's running. Yeah, exactly. All right. A woman shocked workers in a store in Costa Rica by stealing a flat screen TV by stuffing it up her dress between her legs. The woman simply walked into the store, picked up the package TV, placed it between her legs, and walked out along with an accomplice.
Nice.
Got legs, you idiot! She traded her vice to the sea witch and got legs. Jeez, man.
Step aside, two legs.
They tore my legs off and they threw them over there. Then they took my chest out and they threw it over there.
Back straight. And sit. Right over left. Legs always together. A lady reveals nothing.
You be having a mite too many peg legs there, matey.
No, she's just got a TV under her dress.
Can you have too many peg legs?
Can you have too many TVs under your dress? Questions.
I hope it wasn't in 75-inch.
You know, I wasn't going to say it. I'm so glad Val did.
I'm picking up a heavy, creepy vibe here.
Wow. Story, Val, please. Story, story, story.
You're next.
Oh, a woman in Poland was arrested after she allegedly went on a deli meat rampage. Police say the woman assaulted her ex-boyfriend and damaged his car with a large log of beef. Do you know how hard it was to try and find a sound effect with a beef log in it?
I have no idea.
There wasn't any.
Oh, man, he's dead meat now.
I was dead meat.
That's all I got, dead meat.
So what I'm thinking, though, like, what's a log of beef? And it's deli meat, so is that like a summer sausage?
That's what I'm thinking. Could they just said summer sausage and made it easier on me?
Well, it sounds better and more comedic if you say a large log of beef.
Large log of beef. Let's try it.
Large log of beef.
Okay.
Yeah. No, yeah. Okay. I think it's more comedic.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Police in Ontario, Canada are warning the public about a dangerous viral social media trend in which people kick doors and film it for views. Law enforcement officials say this so-called door-kicking challenge has already resulted in injuries and property damage in a handful of communities, prompting safety advisories to parents and teens alike. Officers emphasize that what might look like a stunt online can lead to serious harm and legal trouble for those participating. No formal charges have been reported yet in connection with the trend, but police are urging people to think twice before imitating risky online challenges. Pro tip, kicking doors for likes is a felony, not a fast track to fame.
Oh, yeah, there was a story came out before this one, like last night that I saw where some kids were doing this and almost got shot and actually got arrested.
Yeah, it would be dangerous. Yeah. I mean, they're going to think you're an ICE agent.
No. All right, here's my secret technique.
My techniques, kicking. I'm extremely good with my feet. You must have heard of the Iron Feet.
In my regiment, I was known as Old Iron Pants. You might keep that in mind.
Wait, what does that mean exactly?
Well, ask Val, because she also has the nickname Iron Pants.
I do.
Old Iron Pants. Wow.
I carry one of those little things of oil wherever I go.
Squeak, 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 squeak,
squeak, squeak. Get rid of a squeak.
Oh, I thought we were going somewhere cool because it said Westminster, but no, it's Westminster, California. And the now closed Westminster Mall. You ever been there? Mm. Become a magnet for trespassers and vandals after it shut down last year. Authorities say that over the past several months, police have responded to hundreds of calls about break-ins, graffiti, and theft inside the boarded-up mall. Recent reports show that just in the past 3 months, officers fielded more than 400 service calls related to the abandoned mall, with dozens of arrests made for illegal entry and property damage. Police and the mall's property managers are working together to increase security, but locals say the derelict site has become a sort of urban playground for mischief and social media-fueled antics. So this is a place you can go kick stuff.
You might still get arrested.
No, I think you can kick stuff here, pretty sure. Because just reading this, I want to go. Let's go to the mall. The closed down one. Totally. Yeah. And nothing says suburbia like a game of how many trespassers fit in a closed mall.
How many?
All right. Well, let's go find out.
Little imp. Now, run along and play. Go on. And try to stay out of mischief.
No.
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 What fun is that?
Our last story goes to the dogs and it goes to Val.
All right, if you think your dog doesn't know what you're talking about when you're not addressing them, a study published on January 8th, 2026 suggests you're wrong. Researchers studied gifted dogs, those capable of learning dozens of toy names, and found that they can learn the names of new objects just by eavesdropping on human conversations. In the experiment, a dog like Basket, who is a border collie, or Augie, who is a lab, would watch their owner talk to another person about a new toy they hadn't seen before. The owner would say things like, "Look, this is the blue hedgehog," without looking at the dog. Later, when told to get the hedgehog from a room full of toys, the dog successfully retrieved it. This level of social learning was previously thought to be exclusive to humans, apes, and some parrots. And Scott.
I can do it. You can show me a hedgehog and I can pick it up later. I'm good that way.
So do you have a sound effect for this or can I tell a story first?
Which sound effect or story, your choice. I have one and you have a story.
You go sound effect.
Sound effect.
I'm going to tell you something right now, man. That there's a pretty smart little old dog in there.
Is it?
So we have always joked that Charlie isn't the brightest dog. He is, but he's neurotic. But anyway, so my story goes to, we recently sold our motorhome and downsized to a camper. And so, you know, you're thinking the dog is used to going camping in one vehicle, and what's he going to do when you have something new? Is he going to be neurotic about getting into it and all that? And this dog has known from the moment we brought this camper home that this is the new camping vehicle.
Cool.
And it's just been really interesting. So I don't know, maybe he picked up on the word camping or camper and automatically knew. But I mean, you can't go over and open up the camper door without him thinking he needs to be the first one in. And so it's just been really interesting to see him like adapt and be like, I'm 100% in. This is our new camping vehicle.
Very cool. All right.
Yeah.
And what's the dog's name again?
Charlie.
Yay, Charlie. All right. Wrapping up our show for today. Invite you back next Tuesday. Same energy, more clarity with fewer attempted scooter getaways.
Oh, okay.
Did we have a scooter getaway today?
I don't think you got away ever.
No. Somewhere in that sentence was my nickname. Hate it when you do that. All right. So my evil sister, I should say. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us again on KCHW's platforms. That includes Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and you can watch the show again. Or on our YouTube channel, Scott and Val Save the Universe. That is at Rogue Frequency Network. We were talking earlier, though, if you want to come give us a follow on Facebook and a subscribe on YouTube, we could use the help. Because these are new pages for us, even though we've been broadcasting for 10 years. And you have to have a certain amount of followers before you can do certain things. So we'd sure appreciate the follow and the like. If you do it, you're entered into a contest to win a brand new Sasquatch and Northern Lights Farkle board made by my sister, including matching coasters. Right, Val?
Yeah, and I think they're pretty awesome looking, right, myself, even if I do say so myself.
And we have pictures of them online, too, if people want to check it out. And in fact, I think I can do this real quick and maybe play the video. Nope, I took it out, so I can't do that. Sorry. But we've got pictures of it online if you want to check it out. But just real easy. Go give us a subscribe and a follow. We'll really appreciate it. It helps get our page numbers up, so we're waiting to be able to broadcast through our Facebook page as well. But we can handle all of that if you come give us some likes. And then we'll do the drawing on our first show of March for the Farkle board. So please I can't talk anymore. Follow us. Scott and Val save the universe.
All right. You got through it.
I got through it. Any closing words, Val?
You know, it's just been a really fun experience to kind of take on this new format, to have our regular guest hosts show up. And I hope everybody is enjoying it as much as I am. So it just gives me one more opportunity to point out that your nickname is Scooter. And to tease you about how short you are and how much hair you have.
Wow. Which is great for a guy that's just about to turn 60.
It is.
I like rubbing
you
that
gotta
in.
Look at the positives and all of that.
You know, it doesn't help me get any dates, though. So, and I've got a bald friend who gets tons of dates. So what's that say? I'm going to shave my head this weekend.
Well, it goes to show that, your answer to the previous would you rather, everybody knows you still act like you're 8 years old.
So
that might be a factor, too.
All right. So big round of thank you since you said it. Big thank you to Alan Milani, Ken Owens, and even our, what'd you think of the AI sports guy, Nigel, this week? He did such an awesome job, didn't he?
I like the fact that he focused on the Seahawks too, because we'll take that. Anybody who watched the game, I'm sure, was pretty excited. And so let's see if we can ram the Rams this coming weekend.
All right. So for Ken and Alan, big thank you. They'll be back next week. I'm going to go ahead and roll this out. We're adding a fourth character to the show, Val.
Oh,
yeah. So I'm not sure if he'll be here next week or the week after. Yeah, I didn't ask your position, but I figured you love Joe Wilczynski, and you'd be totally okay with Joe joining the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what he's going to bring. You know, Joe, it'll be something totally off the wall.
So, it will be.
Yeah. So another one of our features joining us soon. And we have a gal, Val, so you won't be the only girl going to bring us a weekly feature, too. But I don't want to roll it out until she tells me she's ready. Joe said he's ready. So.
All right. Yeah. We're ready for Joe. I mean.
Yeah. He's got company visiting him in Belize. So he wanted to be able to focus on his friends that came to see him. And he said as soon as they leave, he's on board with doing Tuesdays with us. So
providing some content. And maybe he doesn't remember, him and Heidi don't remember that they threw this offer out, but they've have this open offer for us to come to Belize.
We just do the show from there.
It would be so fun to be in Belize, and then Joe and I could do the show together from there.
Ooh, there you go.
That would be a fun one.
All right. So we have a couple minutes till we time out the show here, trying to get it up to its full 2 hours so that other stations that pick it up, so it fits into their programming nicely. One of the things that I had ready for last week, and we didn't get to do it, and Val, I think I'm going to go ahead and roll it out. The public domain, everything that goes into the public domain repository where things no longer have copyrights, happens at the beginning of a year. So for music and lyrics and stuff like that, when they expire, I believe it's like 79 years, different things age in different ways. But once they enter the public domain, they are copyright free. You can do whatever you want with someone else's work. One of those, I guess, four songs this year from Ira and George Gershwin entered the public domain. So early movies from the 1930s, Broadway shows, that's where some of these songs came from. One of those songs, you'll remember the title, I Got Rhythm. Very popular song. It's been in a few movies. I don't think any recently, but it was in a 1930s movie, a 1940s movie as well. Most of these songs, when you go back to them from, let's say, pre-1930, they don't hold up well. The lyrics are hokey at best. But George Gershwin basically invented chord progression, which is modern jazz and rock, and how they changed music. And as an example of this, since the station we're on right now, the music education station, KCHWFM, is this changed the way music was written? And you can tell, because this is the only song I could think I could do this with from 1930 and have it hold up today. So I went into AI with the lyrics from I Got Rhythm, and I rewrote it in pop style to see how it would hold up today, and then did some really bad video to it. So as me and Val leave, we're going to take you out with this song from George Gershwin from 1930 that I have redone with AI, which means that we won't get a copyright violation on YouTube, Val.
It's amazing. When I went to post my little 10-second video, I got this thing that popped up. We do not see any reason why we can't post this, as it will not violate any, so it was interesting to get this. Okay, we're going to let you do it. You don't violate anything.
Yeah. Anytime I put up anything, music with the AI on it now, because even all of our show intros and outros, all the beats you hear in this show, it's all produced that way. And And it doesn't trip off anything. We don't get our shows held up for playing the wrong song. We'll let you know if this one does. But other than that, we want you to join us next Tuesday, 7:20, wherever you're listening right now. If you're listening on one of the new radio stations carrying our show, if you're listening on the KCHW platform or on our own YouTube site, Scott and Val Save the Universe, thank you very much. Val, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
So we're leaving
till
you
next week.
Yes, and
we're off to save the universe.
Yes, we did quite well today.
I think so.
All right, leaving you with George Gershwin's "I Got Rhythm" and some love from Scott and Val. And don't forget, here he is playing the piano on the video, George Gershwin. George Gershwin, "I Got Rhythm." And see what I was saying, Val?
That's so, so catchy. I mean, I'll be like, I want to hear that again.
So it's on our YouTube channel. You can go there and subscribe. There's that song and several others that we've played in past weeks on the show, if you want to save that for yourself. And like I said, you can tell the difference in the way that song was written. 96 years old. And I could still do that with it today. They are the inventors, as I said before, that started of basically jazz music and chord progression. So there you go. George and Ira Gershwin, many of their songs entering the public domain this year.
Very cool.
All right. Have a great day. Join us next week. I'm Scott, and you are?
I'm Val.
Oh, that's right. She's my sister. Have a great Tuesday. Keep on listening to Northern Lights Public Radio, too. See ya.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes. to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array. Scott and Val, here to save the universe. It's not a bad joke or even a curse. Scott,
Scott.
Yeah, totally Scott.
Pretty much all Scots.
He's a cheeky little plonker, isn't he? Don't forget, catch Scott and Val here every Tuesday morning at 7:20